version of the whole show today. Just about 15 minutes, Colfax. It's okay. That's all right. It was, I got to tell you, so following up that Bears game, UNC loses. That's how they're going to end their season because there's no, they're not going to any of the other tournaments, the extra tournaments. One of them's not even happening, and two of them are pretty tight. So Bears are done. UNC loses to Southern Utah in the second round in the quarterfinals of the Big Sky Conference tournament. They lose to Southern Utah 91-83. Man, this could have been a blowout, Colfax. This could have easily been crept up to a 20-plus point game. UNC, I think, got down by, was it 16? Was that the most they got down by at 16 at one point? And in the second half, they battled back. They fought through this thing, and they got it down to 4 points with about 2.5 minutes left. Bodie Hume had an opportunity, pretty open three. I don't know if it was a wide open three with about a minute left or so. Could have made it a one-point game. Instead, miss it. Then the Bears kind of get into that foul mode throughout. Had a hell of a time. I don't have the stats in front of me, Colfax, but breaking the press in that first half. Bears were rolling. I mean, they were controlling this game for the first 5 minutes. Southern Utah puts that press on, probably watching the film from what we saw with UNC and Sac State yesterday. The Bears struggled about 3 possessions in a row to break that press. So if I'm Southern Utah, I'm looking at that film going, all right, we put the press on them. It's going to rattle their cages. And that's what happened. That's when everything kind of turned upside down. Southern Utah takes control of the game at that point. And the Bears were down, what were they, down 10 at the half or something like that? So, I mean, really, the rest of the half, they're just trying to play comeback. But they fought, man. They fought, and there's a lot of key points to bring up here. First off, Bodie Hume, 30 points again. It was a quiet 30 points, wasn't it, compared to yesterday? He was 6 for 12 from the three-point line. He had 8 boards, 2 assists, 30 points. Another career high. Tied his career high, I should say, with 30. So, I mean, that Bodie right there, those two games, man, that's why. I mean, again, I talk about it. I voted for him. I thought he was going to be the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. I don't think he was satisfied with his game throughout the season because I think we expect, I don't know if we expected 30-point nights, but we expected stuff like that. The tough thing for Bodie in this game was once they got into breaking that press, they never looked comfortable. They had a hard time getting comfortable in that offense. And that kind of took away what they were really trying to set up with Bodie. Korjo Kuch, kind of a mixed game. 13 points, 12 boards, another double-double. I mean, this guy, he looked a little indecisive in the game. And that's kind of how most of the Bears looked on that press break. Indecisive. You know, not sure what to do. And yet they hung in, man. I got to give a shout-out Jamel Melvin. I thought he was sensational. He only had 0 points, but I mean, he came in, he had 2 boards. One of the boards he had saved the game at one point. I mean, you're down 7. Bears miss it. Melvin gets the offensive board, dishes it out to Smoots, and Smoots makes the 3. That's when they make it a 4-point game. So there were some big moments. And, you know, hats off to UNC. They went through a lot of weird stuff with COVID and everything. And I think you know, Coach Steve Smiley, his first year as the Bears head coach, I think you got to be pretty happy with the way this year ended. You know, you get past that first round, which was kind of 50-50. Okay, yeah, all right, we achieved something. And then you battled it out, man. You battled it out with Southern Utah, the number one seed in this conference tournament. So I liked what I saw, certainly. The Bears had a lot of interesting stuff in the season too. I mean, they'd be up by 16 points. There were how many times do you remember the Bears being up and then they just gave away those leads at the end? So the Bears have that ability. So anyway, that was tough. What we know tonight, CSU will play Fresno State, and the Rams had no issues with Fresno State throughout the course of the season, so it should be good. That game is 9:30 Mountain tonight, so whew, gonna be a late one. You know, we had one of the earliest games in the country yesterday with UNC, and now we're getting one of the latest games in the country. Same on the Buff side. The Buffs will play Cal. They smoked Cal the first game. They lost to them about 3 weeks ago. However, they are 14-point favorites in this one. So, I think both teams win. I actually did predict the upset for UNC today. I predicted that the Bears would win and you'd get the sweep with all three of the teams we talk about on this program, but couldn't quite get it done. CSU is 8.5-point favorites tonight against Fresno State. Must win tonight for the Rams. CU's already, they're already going dancing. The Buffs are out, or the Bears are out. CSU has to win tonight and probably another one. All right, 47 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break here. Colfax will regather. We'll kind of get to closing thoughts, and we'll recharge what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, which is a Friday already. My goodness. All right, it's a whole show powered by PDC Energy coming right off the heels of the UNC Bears' final game of the season. Another shout-out to Jason Alvin, the voice of the Bears. Exceptional job, man. I mean, Station hires a guy to do the games in this very crazy year. So way to adjust, man. Appreciate it. All right, we'll be right back.
Think your bracket can win it all? Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
How about this, Colfax, on CBS Sports Network right now, Wyoming is playing San Diego State. Wyoming was up moments ago. They just went to halftime. Wyoming's down. It's 33-32. San Diego State, number 19 in the country, battling it out right now with Jeff Linder's Wyoming Cowboys. Now, remember, Wyoming got into the conference tournament last year, and they upset CSU. I think who'd they beat? Did they beat Utah State? Who did they beat? They beat somebody in the second round. They made it to the Mountain West Conference semifinals. So, and I think that was Utah State in the semifinals, I believe, and Wyoming was close there. I think they only lost by 5 points. So, hey, Cowboys could be a team to watch out for next season. And, man, I love what Jeff Linder has done. He's been, I think it worked out for both Wyoming and the University of Northern Colorado. Steve Smiley, certainly head coaching material. And so for him getting that shot and then Linder getting to go to Wyoming, not too far away, pretty cool. So tight game going on in the Mountain West Conference Championship. Now, remember, both CU and CSU play tonight. Late games, 9:30. CU playing Cal and CSU playing Fresno State. Closing thoughts, man. We'll get to more topics tomorrow as far as, we'll break down some NFL free agency stuff, and we'll get to, the Nuggets will be back in action tomorrow, too. It seems like they've been off forever. And the big push, working on my Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog right now, kind of the rise of Nikola Jokic. Very interesting stories coming from the Joker. I mean, he was really good before he was drafted by the Nuggets, but I don't think anybody anticipated him being... I don't think anybody anticipated him, other than the Nuggets, maybe. First off, being starter material and then being MVP material, the way he's playing. I mean, you remember Denver drafted Yusuf Nurkic, and he was supposed to be their star, their big man. They were really pumped for him. Joker gets drafted the year later, and, he's one of the stud rookies that year. I think Karl-Anthony Towns, he had a heck of a rookie class. But I'm going to write something about that. We'll have that out hopefully for the weekend. Give you something to do, right? You're going to get snowed in, Colfax. Look out for that, man. Go get to the grocery store, right?
Got to get over there right now. Right now.
I'm just like, whoa, it's only going to be like 2 days. You guys don't have enough food to last you for 2 days. But whatever. You do your thing. Maybe you're one of those that you just get what you eat that day. You just shop for it that day. Okay. There you go. Again, another shout-out to Coach Steve Smiley, the entire coaching staff, UNC as a whole. I mean, I think, the women's team lost last night, and men lose today. So, seasons are over, and we'll reload, man. I hope I don't sound like a homer here because I really believe this. I think the UNC Bears next year, I think, should be pretty damn good. So we'll see, but they're done for a while, taking some time off. That'll do it for us. The Herd with Colin Cowherd. We got a doubleheader tonight. Some great games. We have a Preps girls game, then Preps boys game tonight. So, man, we never stop here at 1310 KFKA. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.